Welcome to the Julian Dean podcast, first episode in my kitchen on my own. Don't know what I'm doing, man. I'm mental. Just hanging around. I need a jingle, really. All right, let me do a jingle. J to the U to the L to the I to the A to the N, Julian Dean podcast, 2018, Wednesday the 11th of July. In my front room with my dog and my vape. Times are good. So, I'm not sure what to talk about. It's the World Cup at the moment. The semi-finals are tonight. I think we're going to win. I've only watched one football match this year, and that was the last one, and now I'm like the biggest football fan ever for tonight. Yeah, that's right, you heard. I'm a better football fan than you, mate. Yeah, it's exciting, man. I'm liking Gareth Southgate. I've only just learned who he is, really. Oh, no, I remember him from that game where he missed a penalty. Felt a bit sorry for him, actually. But it's good to see him in his waistcoat. Straight from his brother's wedding. You know, but he seems to be putting a good frame of mind into the team, man. Because I'll go and watch football. I took my son to Charlton. He supported Charlton for a while. He still does, but we got him a season ticket. And I take him to the match. And the guys, the players would just be like naughty school kids not wanting to be there, like they're in detention. They got PE as detention. It was ridiculous, man. It's insulting to the fans. And I ain't even a fan. I like the UFC, mate. MMA, baby. And people get annoyed that I'm watching football now because it's the World Cup. I'm jumping on the bandwagon. Of course I am. It's like, why would they get the hump? That's like me getting the hump of people coming over to MMA to watch just because Conor McGregor's fighting, because he's brought some eyes to it. I'm pleased when more people are watching it. Well, I know football is obviously a lot more established. I'm just going to have a vape. Yeah? My breathing's fucked, man. I need to stop vaping. It's hard, though. Like, they say that vaping's 90% healthier than smoking. I vape about 150% more than I ever smoked. There's the police. Welcome to Greenwich Side, South East London, bruv. Someone about to get shot. Oh, there's a cat stuck in a tree. Oh, that's a fireman thing, isn't it? Just having a look outside. Now the feds are gone, man. Don't worry. It's a nice day, man. It's been bloody hot, innit? What was I saying? I forgot I'm on my own and no one's going to answer that. So, yeah, I was watching a bit of Gary V. Gary, I can't pronounce his surname, but V-double-E. He shortens it. He's this motivational guy. Someone sent something. He said, I've watched a few things on YouTube. It's like, start a podcast. That's what I'm doing, man. Just chatting. Now I need something else to talk about. Okay, that's 5 minutes. I'm going to get to 5 minutes. This is going to be my first ever solo podcast. You are welcome. Free content. No moaning. Yeah? Wait till I start charging, then you can moan. No customer feedback forms, please. The weather. Let me talk about the weather. Because not enough programs put the weather in, like after about half an hour or something. I want the weather at the beginning. I want to know what the weather is straight away. You know, the rest is just filler to me. You know, there's not enough ways to see the weather. I don't think there can be too many ways to get the weather information to you, you know? I don't want to just go and look at the sky. So anyway, the weather. I'm just going to have a look outside. It's a bit cloudy, but warm, man. It's nicer, though, because it's a bit windy. Before, it was hot, man. But I had a temperature for the last 3 days. Even though I took my temperature with a temperature thing and I didn't have a temperature, but I felt like I had a temperature. I felt like all shivery, freezing cold, burning hot. It was horrible, man. And the heat would not cease. It wouldn't let go of me. My flat is hot as well. I had to go and buy a fan. You know. His name's Tim. You've seen my stand-up once. I had to buy him. Now, I had to buy a fan from Argus, but it's just blowing hot air around the room. I actually went for a sauna because I thought that would help. But it doesn't. And now I hate saunas. I thought it would kind of, like, I don't know, saunas are supposed to be good for you, aren't they? I was watching the a doctor, Rhonda Patrick, talk about saunas and how good they are for you. And I don't know, man. I don't know if they are. I don't know if I agree with science on this. They don't feel like they're good for you. I mean, I know you've got to drink water in it, but it feels like it's just messing me up, man. I mean, I felt, literally, I come out of the sauna, went home, and that is the night I started shivering in the night. I had to put pyjamas on, like a child or a really old man. Pyjamas, and their dressing gown, and a cover. This was in the burning summer. I was shivering. Don't know, man. Maybe I should stop vaping, man. Maybe it's this vape, man, but this bubblegum menthol. I'm down to 3 milligrams nicotine, so that's not bad, man. That ain't bad. I mean, that can't be a lot. Some people are on, like, 18 milligrams, yeah? Although all these numbers don't mean anything to me. I've got no idea what that means. 3 milligram might mean 4 cigars. I've got no idea, but... But you know what I mean? It tastes fruity, man. How could it be bad for you? It's part of my 5 a day, man. Bubblegum menthol, black currant menthol, blueberry. I'm not... I need to stop, don't I? Okay, vape's going in the cupboard, mate. I'll tell you what I have been drinking, though, to make myself... I'll tell you what else, firstly... I've got these BioCare vitamin D drops my sister brought over. Folic acid was already in my cupboard. I don't know why. I don't even know what that is. I had it, though. I'm not tripping out yet. Liquid vitamin D, vitamin C, BioCare one. And I've just been putting a drip under my tongue. Hopefully that's good. Arnica. Also, that Floridic stuff that you've probably seen on the adverts, it is liquid iron. Going to make me into Iron Man. I can iron my clothes really fast. It's got vitamin B2, B6, B12 and C. And it contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue. What a general statement. It contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue. That doesn't mean anything. But what I have got is a bad cough. I'm trying to move it away when I'm coughing. Oh, mate. I'll tell you what these vapes do. They give me a pressure headache, man. Yeah, I'm going to stop it. If anyone's got any ideas how I can stop it and still enjoy life, then please let me know, because I've got no idea. So I get this apple cider vinegar, unpasteurised, raw oak matured. I get the Biona one, but you can get the Bragg's one, which is good, but the Biona one... is cheaper. This is the worst podcast I've ever listened to. Let alone... I won't be a sec, man. But yeah, the apple cider vinegar's good, but for the first few months, I wasn't diluting it. That last cough, I accidentally put the mic near to my mouth as opposed to away from my mouth. But the apple cider vinegar, I wasn't diluting it, I was just having a swig. And I'll tell you what, if you want to stop breathing for about 30 seconds while you can breathe out, but you can't breathe back in. So it's like for about 30 seconds, it's very good to stop in you breathing inwards if you don't dilute it. But anyway, but it's good. I mix it with water now. A friend told me that you've got to dilute it, man. I wish someone had told me that before 3 months of hard necking it, like I'm a cowboy at a bar, and it's Jack Daniels every morning. That's what it reminded me of, because I don't drink anymore, and it reminded me of like necking a little JD shot in the morning, and it was, I liked it. I quite liked the kick in my neck. Like it wakes me up. Also, water, lemon in water, although I didn't do lemon for the last 3 weeks or so, but lemon in water is supposed to be good first thing, because I like coffee, man, and that's what I wake up, and I just want to drink coffee, but I've been drinking water first, you know? Who'd have known? Who'd have known water's good for you? So what with my coffee, a black coffee, I used to be really particular about coffee and have that little, you know, it's like the cafetiere, but it's the metal thing that you put on the stove and it brings it up. And you know what I'm talking about, like these weird shape things. I used to do it with one of them and then I moved to the cafetiere. Now I'm back on the instant, mate, but it's not like crap instant. It's barista style instant. You know, the Azira one, it's easy, man. It's just easy. You know what I mean? You've got to have things easy, man. I don't want to be putting a metal tin on a... You know what I mean? Making it all, like, measuring it all out like I'm making meth in a caravan. Yeah. And then, waiting... And then I end up, like, it going over time and it just burning or something. So, this is easy, but I put in... like a vegan milk, like cashew milk at the moment with a little, half a teaspoon, not a teaspoon, half a teaspoon of coconut oil, which I don't know what does, to be honest. I honestly got no idea. I don't feel better with it, but I'm told it's good, and then I'm reading it's bad, you know what I mean? Fucking hell, man. There's too much information. Can't we just have one doctor? You know what I mean? Who cares? We're all going to die anyway. You know? Just had a little butcher's. Yep. Sometimes I don't know where things are in my house and I walk into them. Messing with my feng shui. So, yeah, there's too much information out there, man. Like, the doctor said to me, you're 80% water. And for a minute, I thought he meant just me. I was about to ring my mum. Mum, are you sitting down? I'm basically a bubble. And then you're told to drink, like, 2 or 3 litres of water a day now. They're putting it up each year. Now it's 3 litres of water a day. If we're mostly water, shouldn't we be getting rid of water? If I drink 3 litres of water a day, I'm going to be like 125% water by the time I go to bed, like a puddle. But anyway, that's 15 minutes. My first podcast, You Are Welcome. I might start calling it You Are Welcome. Thanks for listening and tune in for the next one, which will be in approximately 20 minutes. Bye.